Against our brutal foe, no amount of civil disobedience, sabotage, or revolution can be of any avail. If therefore we want to expel the British from India, we shall have to fight the enemy with their own weapons. But it is not possible for our countrymen at home to organize an armed revolution and to fight the British army of occupation with modern arms. This task must therefore devolve on Indians living abroad, and particularly on Indians living in East Asia. We Indians have up till now lacked one thing and one thing alone. We lack an organization to meet force with force. It is our task to supply this one want and thereby to eliminate once and for all the only drawback in our national struggle. I therefore desire all able-bodied Indians living in East Asia to volunteer to fight with me for the liberation of our motherland. This is our supreme task and duty, before which no other type of service counts for much. All those countrymen of mine who are prepared to fight for the liberation of India will please get into touch with me at once, either directly or through their local organization. I am confident that with the help of my countrymen in East Asia, I shall be able to organize a gigantic force to sweep the British from India in conjunction with those who have been fighting at home. The hour has struck. Every patriotic Indian must advance toward the field of battle. When the blood of freedom-loving Indians begins to flow, India will attain her freedom. The latest declaration by Prime Minister Tojo, reaffirming Japan's firm resolve to enable India to shake off the toils of British rule and to live in complete freedom, gains all the more weight and significance from the fact now revealed that the Japanese Prime Minister had only the day before received Subhas Chandra Bose in audience. Of course, being outside India at such a momentous period is not without its serious disadvantages for a leader like Bose. But judging from what is happening in India today, it would not be difficult to imagine what would have been his fate had he been in India now. He was in prison already before he outwitted his captors and left India at a time when many other leaders were still at liberty in their country. Whether to stay on in India, locked up in prison and helpless, or to be outside the clutches of the British and there to work for his motherland was the choice before Bose. And he made his choice. Besides, the present time makes it absolutely imperative for a prominent Indian who can rightly claim to voice the desires of his countrymen to be in close touch with the powers which are going to emerge victorious from this conflict. Only in that way can the claims of the Indian people get the weight and consideration they deserve in the changed world after the war. Finally, the way in which Bose escaped from the clutches of the British despite all the much-boosted vigilance of the CID and the way in which he had been travelling about at will and now the completion of his long and hazardous journey across half the world from Europe to Japan. All this shows that the sway of the British throughout the world had ended for good.